My name is Chastity Mays, and I'm with a Gift of Love charity.
Which is here in Carbondale, right?
Yes, we are based in Carbondale, and that's where we started our organization. Me and my husband started the organization. My husband is Orland Mays, and we began the program with a reading program. So what we would do is a story time program. We went into the schools and we would do, we incorporate music into our story time. So my entire family is involved. I have three children. And so they would play instruments. My daughter plays viola. She would play viola. My son plays drums. And my other daughter plays clarinet. So we would just read the stories. We would incorporate the music. And then we would give a free book away to the children.
And among the group's accomplishments, you have worked with free ballet and drum lessons for youth. Tell us a little bit about that.
So we did that program several years ago. We actually did several ending programs where we would incorporate the drums and the dancing together. And I've seen several children that I used to teach ballet grow up, and they still remember me from those classes, and that's really nice. I like that.
You're building good memories. So when these kids grow up and become successful adults, they'll probably look back on new experiences with you and have a nice warm feeling, you think?
I do. I think so. And there's nothing like giving back. We have never charged for any of our programs. We take donations, but just the great feeling coming from being able to share, we just take what it is that we have and we just like to give back to the community.
When the kids are on the receiving end of the work you do, are there a lot of smiles and happiness from the youngsters?
There really is. They really enjoy the drums. You know, when children are so young, they just like to be able to have that free moment where they can get on those drums and play. And it's just a great feeling to watch. And as my children were younger when we started the organization, as they grow up, their peers say, "We always remember you from those programs, and we really loved your family coming and doing that." So my son, Solo, is 17, and my daughter, Malia, she is 16, and Ada is 14.
Switching gears just a little bit, I love this, your Mustard Seeds Sowers farm and concept. Talk about this.
So this is our urban farm. So we bought a plot of land several years ago. It is on the northeast side of Carbondale. It is right down the street from the Irma Hayes Community Center.
Gotcha.
And we have been growing organic food on this plot. We started small, and from there, we just grew to where we had so much produce, we thought, well, why don't we just share this with the community? And I know people do recognize us. My husband is at the farmer's market every week. He goes to the outdoor Carbondale farmer's market and the indoor farmer's market at Carbondale High School. And now we have grown into making organic teas. So we like that health benefit because organic food is just healthy for the community. And that's just another way for us to share some skills that we have and give back.
But it's important to know that these community outreach programs, they cost money.
So we are actually 501c3. We have received several grants over the years from Walmart to Target, and there are several national grants that we've received. And we also take donations. So we take those donations, and like we say, we do not charge for any of our programs. We take those and we just put them back into the organization to be able to help all of our programs.
Okay, and the last question, speaking of that, talk about your upcoming March 3rd fundraiser. It will be held at the Varsity Center in Carbondale. Give us some of the details and who benefits.
So we are partnering with Carbondale Park District. Kathy Renfro approached us, and so we're collaborating. So some of the proceeds are going to go to the Carbondale Splash Park, and some of the proceeds will go to a Gift of Love charity. And so what we're going to do is we are a family band. And so we're going to present our music. So our program is called Man, Child, Woman. And you will come out and you'll see our family sing and play our instruments and just share our love of music with you.
It has to be extra gratifying for you because, like me, this is your home. You've got 2 degrees here from SIU Carbondale, so you have deep roots here, correct?
I definitely do, yes. I graduated from SIU. I have a master's degree in workforce education, and we decided to stay here and raise our family because Carbondale is a good place to stay and raise children, and we really like the community. That's why we wanted to start our organization to be able to give back to that.
The musical evening is this Saturday, March 3rd at 7 p.m. at Diversity in Carbondale. The concert is sponsored by the Carbondale Park District, and the proceeds will benefit Carbondale's Super Splash Park. For WSIU In Focus, I'm Kevin Boucher.